You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right now, it is time to talk about a very, very cool and very interesting publication that's going to be printed and available online, titled Mental. And we are joined in studio with Liv, one of the organisers of this. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me in studio.
Hey, thank you
morning.
So much for coming in. It was a shame last week because we had a lot of we had one bit of a technical issue, but it's good that it kind of worked out there.
My silly old tire. I had a nail in one of my tires, and it cost me $350 to get three new tires. Mm. But here I am a week later with three new tires.
Well, at least you could come in because it's a very interesting subject, actually.
Yes.
And especially to get this together. Yeah, it's going to be. I'm very excited to give it a read, actually. But it's titled Mental, and it's based around mental health.
Yes, that's the one. I'm co-producing a publication called Mental with a dear friend of mine, Charlotte Rose, centred around the subjective experiences of mental health New Zealanders.
Mm. So if you could give us a bit of a brief history on the background and I guess how this idea kind of popped up and why you decided to get on board and get it happening.
The idea was born probably about a year ago. It just popped into my brain, probably walking up Mount Eden or something like that. And I thought, hey, there's so many stories from individuals who have experienced mental health to mm-hmm. varying degrees. And people are talking about it in their social circles, or you read about it in the newspaper or online. But there's nothing really that brings mental health and New Zealanders together as a community, and I sort of felt that there was a need for a voice for those stories to be shared and if not celebrated but acknowledged in a public and respectful way.
Mm.
I guess I've worked in the music and arts for about 10 years and it's so prevalent in my industry. And I thought, hey, there's some room here to connect people in a way that's a positive light rather than just, oh, cool, you've got depression. That's a scary big subject. Mm. Go take some pills. You'll be right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So you've got other, I guess, other people on board to submit. Submit some writings to be included? Or?
Yeah, that's right. So I got on board my dear friend Charlotte Rose, who has experienced mental health issues for the past few years. She also feels really positively about the subject. And the two of us decided to put out a public call to action or to submit the story, put together a brief. And it's inclusive of all New Zealanders, ethnicities, experiences, ages, races. We want this to be as broad as possible.
Yeah.
And we've had about 80 submissions so far.
Awesome.
So people have written anything from kind of 200 or 300 words to, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 words on their own experiences with mental health.
And so will you and Charlotte be kind of editing them together in the publication?
Yes,
overall?
We will. Yep. Yeah. And it's quite a personal process from the individual approaching us. And we're still open for submissions, by the way. To discussing, you know, the vision for the project, why we're doing it, why we want to bring everyone together and share their stories, to initiating kind of the brief process and then the editing of it. So we're trying to do it as kind of respectful as possible, given that the subject matter is so sensitive and so personal. And for some people, this is the first time that they've kind of admitted, you know, that they're experiencing some kind of mental illness or mental health issue.
Yeah, and of course. I guess once it's out there in the world, what would you like to see happen from this? Like, what would be the overall goal of the work to be put out?
It's a great question. I think gain more awareness of mental health and the significance it has or the effect it has on individuals and their families and friends and colleagues. and perhaps more respect for those who are experiencing some kind of mental disorder would be great.
Yeah, I guess the big thing from me understanding it is the awareness part, and also I guess the feeling that some people hopefully will read this that do experience mental health and kind of realize that, you know, that they're not alone in a sense. Like, there are people who are out there that, you know, that can sympathize with them, and like if they were to meet up, obviously, you know, they could kind of talk more, and you know, I guess it's how I felt about it as well. If you kind of get that,
totally. But, yeah. And I think there's such a disparity between those with some form of physical illness to those with a mental illness, and it would be great to kind of normalize and sort of like centralize it all, and it's just like, cool, okay, there's a thing that's going on in your life, rather than it be this very like unknown and kind of scary thing. It's just the same as like breaking a leg. It's a different type of pain that you're going through.
Yeah. No, it's really, really interesting. Also, you have or are going to create an online space for New Zealanders to kind of get together and voice their own mental health experiences as well. Is that what's happening?
For sure, yeah. Mm. It's like if you imagine a little snail with a great big vision ambling along a very long path, that's where we're at. Mm. And so for us, I think it's important that each of the individual contributors are well looked after and their stories are shared in the right kind of way. The vision is to create a book and get that printed next year. And alongside that, there will be an online platform for people to share their stories. And we're in the process of talking to publishers and working out the best way to do that.
Mm. And I guess alongside that as well, you've also created a boosted page.
Yeah, we have.
Which is really cool. I think it's an awesome way to especially create awareness on what you're doing. But essentially, so this is going to help raise more funds for publishing or...
For editing the
book.
For
editing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in paying everyone that's involved. So I've got some great editors on board who we'd like to remunerate for their time, and they've begun editing all of the work so far, and yeah, we're hoping to raise $5,000. We've got 11 days left, so it's boosted.org.nz. there's my plug. So check that website out and you'll find our page there.
Yeah. If you guys search up Mental, it's a project which is titled Mental, a Mental Health Publication for New Zealanders. It was actually on the main page, which was pretty cool.
Oh, woohoo!
Yeah, when I was searching that one up. But when do you hope that this will all be wrapped up and kind of put out there for the world? Do you have an estimated kind of date for finishing up? Or
I imagine, given the amount of interest we've got, I reckon it'll be middle of next year. You know, these things take time. It's like to put out a record or to put out a book, there's obviously a lot of admin and logistics that go on behind the scenes. So when we feel we've got enough content for the first book, you know, we'll be ready to press play, press print.
Yep.
So yeah, hopefully the middle of 2018, but I think early next year we'll definitely have some online presence, and we'll begin sharing some of the stories so far.
Yeah, it sounds really awesome. Thank you so much, Liv, for coming on the show and having a big talk about this. Yeah, wish you the best for the release, and yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. If just one last thing, if you want to contribute a story, we are still open for submissions, and you can email us at mentalcontributions@gmail.com.
Awesome.
We'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much.
No worries. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.